in this last week of January, I've been surprised by how many calls, emails, and online discussions within accounting professional groups there's been with regard to the reporting of taxation of health insurance. It shouldn't surprise me that it's coming up this time of the year because this is crunch time for W-2s, and so it does come up. It just the nature of the issue that came up this year completely caught me by surprise. That is that a number of professionals are proposing, including the health insurance, as an employee's W-2 taxable income, and specifically including that portion as FICA taxable income. At first, I didn't know where this suggestion was coming from. It seems clear to me. I'm not aware of any published information by IRS that would support that. The only published information, and it doesn't directly apply to all employees, only certain owner employees of pass-through entities, is that health insurance is not included in FICA taxable income, even in those rare circumstances when it is included in the owner's W-2. But anyway, some discussion, a fellow CPA pointed out that 10 days ago, a Forbes writer published an editorial in which the prologue, the introduction, and the concluding sentences suggested doing exactly that. And the point was, he was suggesting that that treatment might avoid penalties under the Affordable Care Act. And my point is this. I'm not aware of any connection whatsoever between the treatment of health insurance under wage tax purposes, Code Section 160 and the 100 code sections, and the applicability of excise taxes under the Affordable Care Act, which is Section 4980 and some other high number code sections. There's no connection between the two, as far as I know, but I'm trying to learn more and find out if perhaps I'm missing something, but as far as I know, there's absolutely no connection. The treatment or non-treatment in one area will not affect or have any influence or control over the treatment in the other area. So it should be interesting to find out anymore.